How much is the rate without being reduced?
How much is the rate without what?
Without the rate being reduced, how much are we looking at?
Oh, yes. Let me grab him, and I'll get the rate, the regular rate, and then the new in business rate. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Val?
Yes.
Hey, Val. My name's John. I'm the director here. Tara tells me you had some questions about the pricing.
Well, pricing and, I mean, just in general, like, yeah, start with pricing and then go from there.
Okay. Well, she's requesting a discounted pricing structure for you. She told me that you were asking about the price before the discounted pricing structure.
No, I was just asking about pricing, period.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to get, I just want to see what I, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think she sent you a link to the pricing page, but the packages usually range in price anywhere from $299, and they could be go, you know, as high as, like, some of them are paying, like, $3,000. You know, it's really about the service area you're trying to cover. Obviously, somebody who's paying, like, $3,000 is trying to cover most of the state of Florida, you know. So it really just depends on the service area you're trying to cover. The listing that we were calling you about with a 40-mile radius around Jacksonville, that listing would be $299. So that'd be on the low end.
Okay, and how many clicks am I guaranteed, or how many calls or what?
Mm-hmm. So Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of jobs or anything like that, just because it's just dishonest. There's a lot of companies out there that'll tell you, like, oh, we're going to get you, you know, 100 leads, and then, you know, you get 100 leads in, like, one job. You know what I mean?
So if I search for a roofer, I'll be on the front page?
Exactly. Yep. And for that keyword, roofers, in the 40-mile radius around Jacksonville in the last 30 days, there was 1,812 searches. So I could tell you that. I'm not saying that you're going to get 1,812 phone calls, but being in this section on the first page is where 90% of people make their buying decisions. So, you know, you have all the credibility factors of being Google verified. So people know that you're, you know, licensed, insured, you're a legitimate contractor. They could hire you right on that phone call or have you come out.
So if I sign up for the $290 and I search roofers in Jacksonville, I'll show up there in the front.
We have to pin verify you, and you have to fill out your verification form. But yes, it won't be immediate. It's not going to be tomorrow. We also have to do a client interview with you, Val, so that way we know exactly what we're listing you for. Like, some roofing contractors, they do one style of roof, but they don't do the other, or they go to certain areas and they don't go to these areas, right? So we have to customize the campaign for you in your client interview. So we'll have recommendations for which keywords are being searched the most, because we have access to the Google Analytics. You'll get access to that system too as a part of your tracking system for the campaign. And then obviously you have final say on everything you're listed for, but we need to come together, do a client interview, get your PIN verification, which is just a letter they send you in the mail, and then have you fill out your advanced verification form, where it's just you send in some pictures of, like, license, insurance, your paperwork, and that goes directly to Google. Once they receive all of that, and we do the optimization, then you'll be able to see yourself on the first page. So it usually takes about 7 to 10 days before you're actually seeing yourself up there and getting phone calls from it. But it's a long-term solution. So 7 to 10 days for something that people on average use for years or until they close their business, it's kind of hard to say no to. It has to be done, right? Anybody that's up there now has to go through that process in order to achieve that.
So are you guys are like company like Gumball? You know that one?
Gumball, yeah. Are they still around? That company still exists?
I guess they do.
I haven't heard that name in years. No, I don't think they exist anymore. We're premier Google partners, so we're partnered with Google in Southern California.
I mean, that's what they said too.
I think they were out here. I think they were out here, but I just didn't know that they existed anymore. I haven't heard that name
You gotta keep track. You gotta keep a better track of your competitors.
Why would I? There is no competitors for us, really. When you're partnered with Google, that's as high as you could go.
I mean, are they? I'm just asking because they're the one that set up the Google Maps. You see us online? If you go out there. So yesterday, actually, I was trying to figure out how to take track of my Google period, because they were the official people that set up the
Google business profile
on the map. Our location in Sarasota, that was set up by us, but when they called, they started asking me for my information, and they set up the actual page right there. If you go on Google Maps, there's the creator of the content on Google Maps.
I don't
need to figure out
your listing on Google Maps?
Yes, correct.
Your Google business profile? So the reason we're calling you, if you look up roofers in Jacksonville, you're not on the first page in the local map section.
No, I'm not there anywhere. I know that.
Oh, okay. Well, then what are they doing for you? Why would you be paying them or working?
I was just asking you if you guys do kind of the same kind of job, like, right?
Well, we do Google Places, Google Guarantee, and Google Ads. So it's the same but different. I mean, Google Places is something that only Google partners are going to be able to get you up there. eGumball is an SEO company, so they're going to do organic placement. The top-ranking organic listing in Jacksonville, you're already on. It's HomeAdvisor. So the only way to get ranked higher than where HomeAdvisor is would be to have a local maps listing or Google Places like we're offering you now, or to run Google Ads or Google Guarantee, which we could also do for you. But other than that, what you're doing now is the highest ranking organically, and they're just reselling you those leads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're selling those leads to three or four other roofers.
Mm-hmm. So I pay $300 a month, right?
It'd be $299 exactly. Yep, month to month.
And I can cancel if I don't like it later?
Yeah. Everybody that we're working with is coming back on their own. So no contract. We do send you a service agreement in writing, so it's documented everything we're doing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation. So it's all outlined in black and white, but it's not a contract where you're like agreeing to 3, 6, or 12 months.
Okay, so how many the roofers do you guys have in Jacksonville who you work with?
Well, for Google Places, you can only have up to 3 guys there. We have one listing available within our company. So the ones that are up there now are like Quality Discount Roofing and Construction and Jack C. Wilson Roofing Company. There was SPC Roofers too, but seems like they're going to relocate this portion of their franchise.
Yeah, because I see their office every day. I drive by the
SPC
Roofers on University. I think they're on University, right?
Let me pull it. Yeah. Well, no, they're like right on Atlantic Beach.
Or maybe it's just their kind of like their shop set up over there, maybe.
Yeah, it might be just a location or like a warehouse. But they don't have any like locations where you can... Oh, yeah, it's on University. 1845 University Boulevard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that's big and up and coming right now is Bigfoot Roofing and Construction. I don't know if you heard of those guys or AK Certified Roofing.
Yeah.
They're in the Google Guarantee Camp or program. So they're like paying an arm and a leg to try to climb that ladder and have the spot that they have. The Google Guarantee guys, they show up at the very top, but you know, those guys are paying $2,500 plus every month.
I mean, you gotta spend money on that advertising. Like if you're a HomeAdvisor, you'll blow a lot of money through. They'll throw you like 10 leaves in a day one day, and they'll just wipe you out.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with lead gen companies, you know, is they do stuff like this, and then they'll take the one lead, and they'll sell that one lead to, like, six of you. And for roofing contractors, they're charging you, like, almost $100 a lead, you know? So it's like one of you is going to get the job. The other five of you just paid $100 for nothing, just to talk to somebody. You know what I mean? So it's always better to generate your own leads and have yourself Google verified and on Google, because they could just call you direct. You're not getting charged per lead, you know?
Yeah.
Just getting live calls from people who've already looked you up.
Okay, so if right now I sign up, then what? The page that was created by Gumball.
The Google Business Profile.
The reason we would access
And do your optimization in there. Mm-hmm.
See, the reason why I didn't go with that, because they straight up lied to me. They called me, said, we're Google. So come to Google.
Yeah, we're not Google.
Process, set everything up, and then he's like, I only take American Express. I was like, and you're Google? So we started talking. I was like, screw this. You guys lied to me. I'm not signing up with anything.
Yeah.
That's where it's kind of
ends. No, Google doesn't call the general public, Val. Google will never call you. They have their partners call you.
Yeah.
They don't call you. You can call them, but Google will never call you. And most of the time, if you call them, they'll get you in contact with a Google partner if it has to do with Google advertising.
Okay. I guess so if I sign up, then they're going to send me a postcard to the address where the office is at. I got to get that number, give it to you, right?
Mm-hmm. There's a 5-digit number on the back. It's called a PIN verification number. And then I'm also going to send you a form right now. It's just photos needed for advanced verification. And that's where you'll send in, like, your license, your insurance, all your documentation. I'll ask you for, like, photos of the workplace, vehicle, license plate, and invoice, things like that. And then that goes directly to Google, and that'll give you your shield and check mark on your Google Business Profile, letting the potential prospects know that you're Google verified. So once we have those two things,
a tag on the truck, like trucks and stuff?
Yeah, here, actually, I'll get the exact form required for Florida. Pictures needed for Google verification. Yeah, so it's pictures. They're going to ask you for, here, I'll send it to you. It's like tools and equipment, work vehicle, and license plate. It says you can hide the license plate number, but they just want to see like a Florida license plate, the make and model of the car, business license and insurance, business card, business registration, an invoice, and a photo of the workplace. So even if it's just like a workbench, or you can say your truck is the workplace. We're a Google partner, so, I mean, even if you're missing a part of this, we could still get you on a three-way call with Google and just verify over the phone that you're working with us and get you the Google verification that way. But you want to fill this out as much as you can.
Okay.
Did you get it? I texted it to you. Oh, I also sent you the link to our licensing in the Google Partners directory.
Mm-hmm.
That has our badge and credentials. I think that's like the second text message that you got. But that way you know you're working with the right people.
Yeah, because, dude, every other call you get, they're gonna... And now...
Once you told me the e-gumball thing, I sent that over. I was like, oh, okay, here you go. You just need to know you're working with an actual Google partner. Because I didn't even know e-gumball was still around. Like, I knew they were a thing, but I've been working here 10 years. I don't think I've heard that name in like 5 or 6 years. Seriously.
Okay, so
really
I can claim the Google page, right, that they created?
Yeah. Yeah, we can even claim it for you. It's not a problem.
Yeah, because I want to kind of claim it. I got 5 reviews left on there, and I had a couple of reviews that did not go through, but I wonder, is it because I'm not answering to those reviews that were left, or I don't need to answer to them?
No, you don't have to respond to the reviews. People can write reviews.
So I just leave it alone. But why are the other ones not going through? Is it because it was maybe too sudden at one time? I got all the reviews in like the first few days?
Yeah, I mean, and also if they're like, you can get your listing suspended if like the reviews look fishy, or because they have verified reviews. So each review has to be written from like a separate email address. Like usually people are logged into their email on their phone when they write the review, and so Google's able to pick that up and verify, like, oh, this is a review.
No,
If
it
you
was
got
different people. It was different customers.
All the ones that are there now look legit, you know, but it's like a
I
week,
mean,
a month ago, a month ago, a month ago, and then 2 days ago, you know.
I had one. I had some about a month ago, about four or five of them that did not go through. Like they sent me screenshots of them leaving the reviews, but they never made it on
Interesting.
Google.
Yeah, we can definitely review it. I can't really tell you from the outside looking in, but once we're on the inside and we're able to view the back end, it'll tell us and we can request, you know, reviews from them and see exactly what happened or ask them to review the reviews. You know what I mean? Like part of our pricing structure for that platinum package is review monitoring, and I'm putting you on a platinum package, but I'm only charging you $299. So the platinum package is the one on the pricing page that says it's normally $599 per month. So I gave you some
Okay.
extra upgrades in there just to make sure that you have transparency. Like this package comes with a tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app to your mobile device. So that way you'll be able to monitor everything too and see what's going on from the app. It also has like
Okay.
Facebook ads in there, no extra charge. It's got popular directory submissions, what all SEO companies do. You already have like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. So we're not going to duplicate anything that you already have, but we'll go in there and update all the information, make sure there's no discrepancies, no suspensions happening. So those are all active and valid. And then same thing with like Amazon Alexa voice search results. We'll fix those for you too. So it's not just going to be the Google listing that we work on. You'll also be a top option on Bing. You know, I want to make sure all the online profiles match up with what's submitted to Google. That way there's no like hiccups with Google, if that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. So you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, go. Yeah. So I
All
gotta
right.
what? Fill out this application of yours?
Well, I got to create your account and secure the listing, and then once they receive the notification that you secured the listing, they'll send out your PIN verification letter. So we'll get it all rolling today. I can even get a client interview scheduled for this afternoon if you're available.
That's what? A interview with who? With a
Well, it'll
agent?
be with a client interview technician in-house, so it's one of our representatives here. They'll call you and then they'll walk you through it. It's usually about a set, you know, 30 questions. Usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes to complete, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions during the conversation.
Okay, I had a question. If I sign up two offices, is there a discount?
They're separate locations, like separate addresses,
Yeah.
but same business or different business name?
Yeah. Same business name. No, because we gotta
Where is it
the
located? We
location
have
in
to see if,
Sarasota.
we have to see if, okay, hold on, let me see if they have something for Sarasota. It's all under the same name.
Yes, same company, same website, two locations, one here, one there.
Okay. Looks like Conway Roofing Company is gonna move out of here. All right, let me just check it out real quick. But you only have one Google Business profile for Jacksonville, right?
I think they have one too over there.
Usually it'll cause a discrepancy if it has like the same phone number. Like usually you
No,
want
it's not
address
the
and
same
phone
phone
number
number.
different. Okay, let me
It's
pull it. Let me pull it.
different addresses, different phone numbers.
Oh, okay, one sec, Sal. Or Val, sorry, gotcha. Shoot. I just seen a notification that Conway's leaving. Okay, I found it. I see what they did though in order to get this one up and running. They capitalized all the the business name, so it looks like it's okay. I got you. This one's got no reviews. 941-404-1000.
Yeah, is there a way, I mean, should we link them together so we get all the like the reviews are left on one account, or you can't do that? It's just not under one address.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing that I could think of, like, if you wanted to do that, you would have to do Google Ads. And then you can just put it as, like, Sarasota and surrounding areas are your targeted locations for your Jacksonville as, like, the main location. So basically, you'll have a local listing for Jacksonville, but in Sarasota, the Polo Contractors Corp., like, Jacksonville listing will show up as an ad at the very top of the screen. And those ones are pay-per-click, though. So you're looking at another. Well, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, you get charged on average, roofing contractors get charged about $2, $3 a click. It kind of varies throughout the month. But even at $3 a click and $300 budget, I mean, you're talking about 100 clicks, you know, that probably gets you through like 2 or 3 weeks. On average, these guys are getting about 78 over a 2 week period, it says, 77.5. So, I mean, it would be a good way to evaluate it. And then if you didn't want to do it that way, we could, you know, put you back on a waiting list for a local listing in Sarasota and have two separate Google business profiles. But I think it'd be worth the stab. And that way everything's coming through one number and you can just kind of dispatch them without getting confused. I mean, do you have somebody answering
their calls and my calls?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, we could have it also set up for like Google Voice numbers too, where you can have like one tracking number, but the number will forward to, a set line. Yeah. It'll be a press one dialer too. So that way you can make sure you're not getting any robocalls. And you have to actually press one, make sure there's a live human being on there in order for it to start ringing. And they have to state their name. So if you did it with just like the Jacksonville location, right? Like let's say you got the local listing $299 and then you wanted to run ads in Sarasota with this same Jacksonville Google business profile, it's $300 more. So it's literally the same deal basically, except for you'd be seen as an ad in Sarasota rather than a local listing, right? Because all your PIN mm-hmm. and your local stuff's going towards this one. So the price would change.
So for them, it's better to just do a separate account, right?
Yeah, I mean, a local listing is ideal for me because you're not getting charged per click or call or lead, you know? You're just up there, and then they could call you all day long. You know, your bill doesn't change or go up. You know, with Google Ads, let's say you set it at 300, you run out of clicks after 3 weeks, your ad rotates off the first page, you're not seeing yourself up there anymore. So there's pros and cons to it.
Okay, let's just leave it how it is and let them deal with their own problems.
There actually is a notification, though, for Conway. I don't know if you know them in Sarasota. So I guess their profile is supposed to be up in, like, 3 days. So we're going to probably be working on that listing in, like, 3 days. So food for thought. I mean, by that time, you'll already be through the setup process. It'll be, you know, we'll be coming into Monday. They end on the 24th, so come Monday morning, we'll basically be dialing out on that. If that's something you're interested in, I'll circle back with you at that time. And
yeah, I can talk to them about it. I mean, because
yeah,
I know that they've been around, but they don't really ever advertise. So when I started
you could tell.
A couple months ago,
yeah,
I'm
you
like,
could tell they don't
advertise. Advertising. This is crazy. So I got Thumbtack a month ago. I mean, I got reviews. I got like 10 reviews. Can you import the reviews from Thumbtack to Google?
No. Google has verified reviews. Well, so they got to be logged into that email and they have to write them and like submit them.
Yeah, that's the bad part about Google. Because
yeah,
a lot of
it's bad and it's good though because you don't want like, imagine if one of your competitors wanted to destroy you, you know? It wouldn't be very hard because they could just go on there and write 20 bad reviews, you know? So it's good and bad.
No, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
You want it verified. You don't want some random guy that you just like made angry or you cut him off on the freeway and then he goes and writes a bad review. He's not even a customer, never called you before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's there to protect you, you know? All right. So I'm going to create the profile. What's your last name, Val?
TIKHONOV.
Okay, and are you the sole owner of this location in Jacksonville?
I'm a partner of this location.
Okay, well, but you are authorized.
In the company. Yeah, I'm on SunBiz. If you go on SunBiz.
Okay. I just want to make sure, like, you're an authorized user. I'm not going to get a call from somebody going, hey, this guy, you know, you gave him my listings. He's not even actually me.
Yeah.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
valt@polobuilds.com.
Polobuilds.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to advertise roofing, but their name for the company is not, it's not good for roofing.
Well, like, if you're doing, that's why you need something like this. If you were doing like SEO, like eGumball was trying to do for you, and then it's under Polo Contractors, I mean, there's no way, you know what I mean? You're just going to get, it's shooting yourself in the foot. Usually you want to have like the service you provide in the business name, but if you're running an ad or you're doing a Google Places listing like this, it doesn't matter. You know, we could put guys up there with no website and it could say Marco Polo and they could be up there for roofing. So, yeah, back in the day it was important.
That's pretty much as close as it gets to Marco Polo.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day it was really important too to like kind of have like an A in your name to get to the top of the yellow pages, but nowadays it doesn't matter. Yeah. If you're paying Google, they'll put you up there pretty much. That's how it goes. There's no change in like your business street address? You're still at that 700 Mill Creek Road, number 9?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright. Do you want me to hide that online? Because right now it's public.
But what do you mean hide it online?
Well, I could just... Yeah, it'll still say city, state, and zip, but I can, like, hide the street address, so that way people can't get, like, turn-by-turn directions to you. I mean, do you have people going to your location?
No, they don't.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a warehouse or like a workstation. Where
yeah,
you just park
it's vehicle. More of a warehouse than an office.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can hide it.
You can hide it, that'll be good.
Yeah, I got you. I'll hide it. All right, and then hours of operation are all the same, like 8 to 5 today, and then it looks like 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 to 1 on Saturday, Sunday closed, and then 8 to 5 Monday to Tuesday, Wednesday?
That's fine.
Okay.
Right? Or, and I mean, unless you see something off and you want to change it, I'm fine too.
I mean, I like leaving the weekends, like, by appointment only, at least. Like, that way you're not fully closed on Sunday. Because you got to think, like, your customers
yeah, okay,
are obviously
yeah.
working people, too. So Sunday is, like, the only day we all get off, right? I mean, at least they could call you, but, you know, they're not expecting you to
yeah,
work.
Dude, yeah, yeah, that's, so, yeah, so if you say closed Sunday, Saturday, then... And
it looks like you're closed.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's a little red
then
button there.
Open. I don't really care. I mean,
I'll just put by appointment, so they could call you. But... Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll just put by appointment.
7 days a week.
You want me to leave it open? I could do that too.
Yeah,
I could adjust it here. 20.
No, because I have home advisor
it's phone
and
calls.
Contact, and dude,
yeah.
I call people at 10 p.m. because if I don't have a phone call.
Yeah, I know how it is.
At 10 p.m.
Yeah, one of my best friends is a roofing contractor out here. I set all his profiles up for him and everything when he was first getting it going, and he was the same way. He's like, dude, sometimes I'm out there, like, if the homeowner's cool with it, we don't care. We'll work all day, all night, and try to get the job done, get on to the next one, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so I got the profile set up here. I changed that to 24/7. I'll let you handle, like, the... payment methods. It's asking if you want to put like cash tracking card on there, but I don't know if you offer financing and stuff like that. I'll let you hash that out with them. I don't want to publish that to any like anywhere though, you know.
I mean, I offer financing. I think we go through Hart. I gotta check which company.
Okay.
And then our invoicing, I go with Job Nimbus and they take credit cards, checks, whatever.
Oh, this is nice. We already have all your license and everything here. Sweet. Okay. This is good.
Oh, man. I see what's going on, though, here. This website's registered to the Sarasota location.
Well, the address part was supposed to get added this week, like a different location.
They should also add the phone number and have it say Jacksonville office in there, because if
and
we put you up there, you need to add an address and a Jacksonville office number to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get that added this weekend. I talked to the
Otherwise, they're going to end up calling Minnesota. Also, too, I don't want them to get confused. Like, if they click on your website and then they go down there, they only see a Sarasota number, and then they only see a Sarasota address. They might be like, oh, you know, these guys serve Sarasota. Why are they showing up Jacksonville? And they might just leave the page altogether.
I already had them asking me that stuff through ThumbTag and through HomeAdvisor.
Yeah. It's because of your website, so you definitely want to add your Jacksonville address to the site and the Jacksonville phone number in the contact section. But they just have 404-1000 on there. If we were building the site, I would just do it myself, but you got to get in touch with your website guy. All right, so I got the business profile set up. What's a good time for the client interview?
I can do today at 3:15.
Okay, so I have a 4 to 5 and I have a 2 to 3.
4 to 5.
4 to 5, okay. Sorry about that. I should have just said that in the beginning. Client interview. Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation via email, and then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before just to verify it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I want to get this knocked out as soon as possible. Sooner I get you up there.
No, I'm going to put you on my calendar. There's no need for a call. I'll be ready.
Okay. And then usually what we try to do is like have me call first. So that way, you're speaking with somebody you're familiar with, and then I transfer you over to them, or they'll be on the line with me. But if I am on the call, like at the time that your client interview approaches, they might just go ahead and call you on their own. So be on the lookout for that. They'll identify themselves, though. Like, they'll say, hey, we're calling with Local Splash in regards to your client interview.
It's called what? A Local Splash?
Local Splash, yep. Our licensing is in your text messages, and then the phone number is going to be attached to every text and email you get. So I'm about to send you a receipt and the outline of the agreement. All the information is going to be on there. Give me 1 second here. All right, just got to secure the first month's payment. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
I'll pay with a card.
Okay, is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Should be under the business name. I'm trying to find my wallet.
Okay. Full Contractors Corp. I have to make sure this address matches up with where we're sending the pin. So that's unit 9.
The card address is going to be linked to the Sarasota office.
Oh, okay. Thank you for telling me that, because it will decline it. So the 2912 B Bridge Road?
Yeah.
Suite 202? All right. Let me update this. Yeah, talk to them, because on the 24th, I have opening for Sarasota. And that's Sunday,
okay.
And then I won't be back in until Monday. So, like, if you talk to them and they say they want to do it too, then I could get it signed up as early as Monday morning.
Okay, I'll talk to them.
All right. Let me just make sure I update the zip code on this too. 1 second, 34239. All right, Val, I'm ready for you.
4427.
4427.
3625 3615 3615 5018 5018.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
07/28.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
366.
366. Update.
366.
I gotcha. I just have to make sure it matches up with the card information. It was showing MasterCard here, but then it's telling me to switch it to Visa. All right.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay, and there is a security question on the profile as well. So there's three options for this. This is in case you want to verify the identity of one of my reps or one of my reps wants to verify your identity. So you could use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do the pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Rex.
I like that. Reminds me of the dinosaur from Toy Story. All right, let me save.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. If you're a scammer, you'll be the best scammer.
Me?
You'll make all the Indians look bad.
Oh, my God. If you look up... If you look, my full first name is spelled Jazwan, like J-A-Z-W-A-N, and my middle name is John. So it's Jazwan John, and then my last name's Hill.
Jazwan?
If you look up Jazwan Hill, like I'm the only one in the United States. I'm definitely not a scammer, brother.
It's a very rare name. I don't think I ever heard of it.
Yeah, I'm the only one. That has that.
It's like
name.
A white name and a black name together.
It's so right? Funny you say that. Yeah, because I'm black and white. Yeah, if you look at me.
Really? No, because I got a daughter.
Literally, yeah.
Her name is Jasmine. Like,
yeah.
I named my kid Jasmine, so it's kind of mm-hmm. like, it's on the
yeah.
border.
Yeah, my mom's English and Irish, and my dad's African American. So.
Wow.
I'm black and white. Yeah, so that's what I was saying. I'm like, if you look me up though, you'd laugh. Like, you're like, I'm furthest thing from a scammer.
Dude, you know how many Southern people California. Call, I had an Indian guy call me today. Indian.
Well, yeah, I mean that's obvious. Yeah.
And I felt bad because I was so rude to him because I thought he was a scammer.
Mm.
And he was a homeowner.
Who was asking you for help? Sure. He's like, that's racist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that, you know? People ask me all the time, like, oh, are you making, like, a racist comment? And I'm like, look, man, I'm black and white, and my wife is Latina. I'm like, that's my kids are black, white, and brown. Like, I don't have a racist bone in my body, you know?
I'd be like, I'm as racist as it gets because I'm not like American. So as long as you're not American, you can say whatever you want, right?
Yeah, that's true. This country is just super sensitive with the race stuff.
I just tell them I'm not white, so I'm good.
Yeah, that's funny. Verified.
Yeah, like, I'm verified. I'm not white.
That's funny. Oh my God. All right. So I have the profile set up ready to process. I got to walk you through a voice verification. This is just a 60-second recording, added form of protection for you, and we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that like you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I'll rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Val. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Polo Contractors Corp.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Vitaly Tikhonov, Vice President.
Okay, let me put your actual name on here, because I'm just calling you Val. Is it Vitaly?
Well, it's Vitaly, but I go by Val because it's just, because people are racist and it's better to say you're Val.
Yeah, I mean, you don't got to explain that to me. My name's Jazwan and I go by my middle name, John. You know,
yeah,
I get it, but I'm sending you every...
You start telling people you're Vitaly, it's kind of like...
I know. I start telling people I'm Jazwan, and they go, what is that? And then it just turns into like a 20-minute conversation. I go, look, it's John. Just go by my middle name.
It's a little bit white, it's a little bit black.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little gray. No, but I just wanted for document reasons, because you're going to be able to write this off when you give it to your CPA, so I just want your name to match up, so that way you get it back.
Yeah, later. Yeah, for sure.
So just V-I-T-A-L-Y?
Yes.
Okay. I'll always call you Val, and I'll put in here, like, Val on the profile, too, so that way they do as well. Update.
Okay, look, yeah, I have a... Should I leave my... Like, I like to answer my cell phone versus my office phone. Should I just leave my cell phone on there or activate an office phone number?
No, I mean, if the number is fine and it works, then why change it? I don't get that. What do you mean? You want to get a separate phone number?
I have an office number. I have an office number and I have a cell phone number.
Gotcha.
I like
well, if you already have an office line. Is the office line set up to, like, forward to your phone if it's not answered?
No. Probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 100%. If it's not set up like that, then I think you should put your cell phone up there, and then, you know, if you want to change it,
yeah,
you could always call in.
Yeah, same number that's on there, yeah. Fine.
The 3279?
I'll answer my cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I gotcha. Let me just verify this real quick. Save. Okay, yeah, I already had it saved in there. I don't even have your office line on file, actually. I only have your cell phone, but anytime if you want to change that, just give me a call. You're going to have my direct number and extension at the bottom of every text and email that you get. So I'll be the account lead, and then there's an account management team that'll help me with all the fulfillment of everything.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, can you please state your name and title? I already got that. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, Val, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our
yes.
company and your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So we already know everything that you currently have. It's just more so saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something, double check that it's not something we're already doing for you. So that way you're not, like, paying for something you already have or duplicating anything.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 21st of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I've upgraded you to what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. Okay. I waived all setup fees. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 21st day, but you'll keep the discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us for that Platinum Package. So that'll never go up or change. Now, it does state in the fine print here, Val, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing date or before the 21st day of that following month. That way we could stop your billing cycle without having to deal with any, like, reversal or chargeback fees from the bank. And it says, we part ways as friends. We do not delete any of the content that we create for you. We just simply stop doing the optimization, so you won't see yourself on the first page anymore. But you'll still remain Google verified. You'll still have all your reviews and everything, full access to your Google business profile. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When the payment clears, you're going to receive a confirmation text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. Then you got to sign the bottom of that. And then they're also going to send you the form again. You're going to get that same form for the photos needed for Google verification. It's actually set up to automatically go out to you once you sign up, but I kind of sent it to you ahead of time so that way you could look at it and see what I was talking about earlier. So you'll have two of those. But either one of them you fill out and send in is going to be valid. Okay?
Okay.
So let me know when you get those two texts, and then I'll let you get back to work until the client interview between 4 and 5.
I mean, I got a text right now. Do I need to fill it out now or I can do it later?
You can do it later, but they just want to have it done before the client interview, preferably, just at least the one with the service agreement. They're not really going to dive into the client interview and start working on everything unless they have your written agreement that you're at least committed for the next 30 days. That's what happens when you sign the bottom of that.
Okay, which one do I go to? Okay, the last text message, right, you sent me?
No, this one is going to say, here, let me go to your messages so I can see exactly what you're seeing.
Welcome if you have any questions. Okay,
no. Yeah, the one you need to sign, it'll say Vitaly or Val with parentheses, and it'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it says, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll prompt you. It'll say, like, please click here. And there's, like, a link to click on to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
Yeah, if you click on that. And then there's a full outline of the agreement in black and white. So this is really important, too. It's going to have all the products and features that we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, everything outlined. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. And then there's a hard copy of this that's been sent over to your email because of the discounts that I gave you. So that way you have it all documented. So you'll have that on file and we'll have that on file.
It's asking me to log in.
Yeah. So at the end of your client interview, they're going to send you another email with the link to the downloadable app. They're going to have a YouTube video in there or show you how to use the tracking system. And then they're going to send you a temporary username and password, and you could change the username and password to whatever you want.
Okay. And yep. So your number is in a text message, you said, right?
Yep. So if you go 877-635-6225, you just have to hit extension 544. Here, let me send that over to you.
Okay.
So if you hit extension 544, that calls me directly. If you could also press 1 and just say, hey, you know, give me Jazwan. Or give me John. Either one, they'll know exactly who it is because I'm listed on your account as the primary point of contact.
All right. Sounds good.
I'll be your account lead. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, Val, don't hesitate to call. Like I said, I got to make sure this is working for you. If you're not making money, we're not going to make money, but I'll get you set up here. If you give it like a solid like 2-month try, I'm telling you, you'll never go back to paying per lead with Home Advisor or any other thing again, you know? And
dude,
then also I look forward
I think I blew like $2,000 in a month with Home Advisor.
Yeah, that's horrible. I know. I was having that problem.
I got some jobs out of it. It wasn't the worst thing ever, but I understand it's not a good lead because you get all kinds of crap, you know?
Yeah, my friend Alex, the one that has the roofing company out here, he spent like $3,500 in like a 3-week period. And most of it wasn't even like, he wasn't accepting the leads. They were just sending him and charging him for it, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, that's how I found out that he started the roofing company. I was like, oh, dude, you know I do this.
They start sending stuff and you have no choice but to call people because they'll send you text message. You got to receive the lead.
So like with this, and I've gotten this feedback from a lot of my guys. They tell me like, hey, I'm not getting as many leads as I was getting on Home Advisor, but almost every single lead that I got was a deal. Cause like the people are picking you and calling you. You know what I mean? So he's like, I'm not getting as many leads. And I'm like, well, yeah, because the leads they're sending you are just some Joe Schmo or just a phone number or some guy that was just like accidentally clicked on their profile or, you know what I mean? Just wanted a quote. You know, it's not really somebody who's serious. Yeah, these people are already looking for it. They see your top recommended. They see your Google verified. They looked at your website. They looked at your reviews. And then they called you. It's like, it's yours to lose at that point.
So my goal is to leave reviews now and just start pumping them out one a day, right?
Yeah, try to generate positive reviews. The cool thing is in that tracking system that I was telling you about, they're going to send at the end of your client interview, there's a little tab in there. It says request review, and you plug in their phone number, and it'll shoot them a hyperlink to your Google business profile. It's pretty cool. And it'll say, like, please leave a review. Tell us about your experience with, you know, Polo Contractors Corp. And they can literally, on their phone right there, just click on that text, put the stars, type out a little review, and hit submit, and they're already logged into their email. It'll go right to your Google business profile. So We'll help you build it up with that tool.
Sweet. Okay.
Make it easy. So pretty much, you guys are wrapping up jobs. Just tell them to look out for the text and then send it to them when you're in the truck.
No, because I can get a lot of reviews. I was in Thumbtack for 1 month. I got 14 left on Thumbtack.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I mean, if you can build them up.
Like, we just 30 reviews, like, in 2 months.
Yeah, I got to get in there, though. Like, the client interview technician is going to get access to it, and they'll show you how to add us as manager. And then once we're added as manager, I can get in there and see why those other ones didn't publish. And then you could start sending over new ones, too.
Yeah, because I can get the old ones forwarded back. If I send them a link, they'll copy-paste it and send it back.
Okay. Yeah, I just got to see, like, why they're holding those reviews, though. So I got to get in there and actually see, like, what caused them to not publish them or what's preventing them from being submitted.
Okay. We'll be looking forward. If anything, I'll hit you up.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Like I said, I'm just a phone call away if you need anything, and then we'll circle back with you between 4 and 5 for the client interview.
So you'll be in charge of the whole campaign the whole time?
I'm your account lead. Right? So I'm like, if you want something done quick, you call me. Yeah, exactly. But we have, like, our company has about 400 people here, so we have guys in, like, each department. Like, your Facebook profile, for example, that's going to be hosted by a Meta-certified technician. There's 5 of them downstairs. One of them's a buddy of mine.
How much do they charge?
It's part of your service right now. So they're not charging you anything for the Facebook ads.
Okay, cool. Then I'll just get signed up for it. I'm not going to get too far of myself.
Yeah, like I said, basically what I want to do is just get this going, and then, like I said, I'll circle back on Monday. Maybe we could get the Sarasota location going too, but I just want to work on this over the weekend and make sure everything's all squared away on the back end, figure out what's going on with those reviews, and then start making some money, you know, by the end of next week. And then hopefully we're closing down deals. And then we could talk about doing something bigger. You know what I mean? If you want to grow this Jacksonville location, or maybe you hire some more guys, you get another truck, or you guys can work like 4 or 5 jobs at a time, then we can grow, do like a big Google ad campaign or something. This is more just like the intro to each other and get it all going.
No, I'll set it up. I'll hit up the Google campaign. I don't have a problem because I'll just close down Home Advisor campaign to like 90%.
Yeah, 2000 is pretty crazy. Like, you could be covering like half the state of Florida for like 2500, and you're spending like that on lead fees pretty much over the course of a month.
No, because I just paused Home Advisor today. I'm going out of town on the weekend, so it's kind of good. I'll just keep them paused.
Yeah, leave it off, and then we'll work on this. I'm telling you, once this is up and running, you're not going to buy leads anymore. Once you start getting live calls from people, you're not going to want to be going and checking your texts and stuff and try to call them back, especially if you get out on jobs. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
You don't want to be doing that. All right. Well, I got you all set, Val. I'll talk to you at the client interview, and then after that, I'll circle back with you on Monday as well. So I'll be talking to you twice.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Bye.
Bye.